Hey, this is Norman J. It's the Still Rockin' Show. Every week I bring to you a good mixture of music from the 60s, 70s and 80s, rock and roll, and your requests. Hi, it's Norman J, and hi again to another Still Rockin' Show with a difference. Because this week we're going to feature a few little tracks of people laughing, funny songs, and I've had such a ball putting the show together. Show.
Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Gaga.
Right in the afternoon. No, it's not. Hello, this is Terry Wogan here. That was Queen with Radio Gaga, and now this is the Gaga of the day. We have to laugh. Comedy's part of our lives. It makes you feel good, doesn't it? Especially in a crisis. So be prepared to laugh this week and next week. With me, Norman Jay, on the Still Rocking Show.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without a look on to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
Right right now I can't be home, but I'm coming home soon. Coming home soon. All I have is this picture in a frame that I hold close to see your face again. Oh, with you wish where I'd rather be. Stuck where we are, and it's hard, it's hard. This long distance is killing me. I wish that you were here with me. But we're stuck where we are, and it's hard, it's hard. Can you hear me crying? Oh.
That was our first sensible song this week, Bruno Mars, and the song is called Long Distance. And now is Cecilia by Sux.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart, you're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees, I'm begging you please to come home.
Garfunkel. It's the Happy Show.
Hey. Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Where no one ever goes. Put it in your pantry with your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you have to hide it from the kids. Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to the camp in Dave's debate. Shout about it when you've got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. Ooh, what's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe to Joe has left and gone away.
Two Irish fellas walking along Mixhead, he said, "My feet are killing me." He said, "We just bought a new pair of wellies." He said, "Leave them off till you get used to them."
This is a very, very ancient Norfolk dyke dish. They got some very deep dykes in Norfolk.
Some deep dykes, isn't
it? Some deep dykes.
They're some of the deepest dykes in the world in Norfolk. And what they do in Norfolk, if you've got a deep dyke, what you do?
Sweetheart of my Mediterranean pearl. like to go to sunny Spain at least three times a year. But I don't bother with the sights, I spend my cash on beer. I have no interest in the sights, no I don't care to see. 'Cause when I've been out on the booze, the sight to see is me. Cerveza, cerveza, I just can't get enough. Cerveza, cerveza, I get blind drunk.
Get that real tough.
Cerveza, cerveza, for okay. Breakfast, lunch and tea. If I don't run out of money soon, it'll be the death of me. I spend all day laid on the beach under the white hot sun. I fall asleep flat on my face and the sunshine burns my bum. At night I'm in the discotheque and I always wear a frown. I have to dance the night away 'cause I'm too sore to sit down. Cerveza, cerveza, I just can't get enough. Cerveza, cerveza, I get blind drunk.
And that real tough.
Cerveza, cerveza, for breakfast, lunch and tea. If I don't run out of money soon, it'll be the death of me.
That song was written by Alan Cameron, it's called Cerveza, and we played one earlier called Ibiza. Alan is an unsigned act from the UK and writes some very funny songs.
The outpatients department's the best in hospital. An Irish fellow went in the outpatients department and his legs were covered in blisters. Blisters all over his legs. They said, how did you do that? He says, it was opening a tin of soup. It says, stand in boiling water for 10 minutes.
Kids are funny, aren't they? My little girl, she's only that big. She says, Dad, she said, what would you get if you crossed Larry Grayson with a Red Indian and Tommy Cooper? I said, I don't know. She said, you get somebody and goes, shut that door. How? Just like that.
I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
The Irish have just invented a new parachute. Opens on impact.
In the bad backlands of Australia, many years ago, the Aborigine tribes were meeting, having a big powwow.
We got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son, Mac.
My boy, Mac? Why? What's wrong with him?
Our boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I've waved the thing all over the place. Practiced till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back. I can ride a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah.
Make kinkajou stew.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll make this great, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
But Bannington frowned, the tribe fell and sent him on his way. He had a backless boomerang, so here he could not say.
This is nice, isn't it? Getting banished at my time of life. What a way to spend an evening. Sitting on a rock in the middle of the desert with me boomerang in my hand. I should very likely get bushwhacked. Get out of it, nasty bushwhacking animal. I think I'll make a nice cup of tea. Good gracious. There goes a kangaroo. I must have a practice with me boomerang. Hitting right behind the left elbow. Now then, slowly back.
If you throw that thing at me, I'll jump right on your head.
Isn't it marvellous? Got a land full of kangaroos and I had to pick that one.
For three long months he sat there, or maybe it was four. Then an old man in a kangaroo skin came knocking at his door.
I'm the local witch doctor, son. They call me George Elfie Black. Now tell me, what's your trouble, boy?
My boomerang won't come back.
Your boomerang won't come back?
My boomerang won't come back. My boomerang won't come back. I'll wave the thing all over the place. Practice till I was black in the face. I'm a big disgrace, the Aborigine race. My boomerang won't come back.
Don't worry, boy, I know the trick, and to you I'm gonna show it. If you want your boomerang to come back, well, first you've got to throw it.
Oh, yes. Never thought of that.
Daddy will be pleased. Must have a go.
Excuse me. Now then, slowly back and throw.
Oh my God.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, give a shout for Charlie, up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mo. Took its speed off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto.
Perhaps you join me in a small sing-song. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, where would we be without good music? If a picture paints a thousand words, why can't I paint you? Words will never show you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, where am I to go?
You're looking at the wrong end, so.
I say, no wonder it struggled when I tried to put the dummy in.
Speaking to you tonight, once again, as the chairman for the Loyal Society for the Prevention of Piss Pronunciation. Society formed to help people who can't say their worms correctly. I myself often use the wrong worms, and that is why I was erected charming of the society.
Do you know what happens if you pick scabs?
What?
Worms go in.
They don't.
They do. You know your television?
Yeah.
How many knobs has it got on it?
Two.
I was asked three.
Well, I don't care because I'm getting a bracelet.
Do you want to do this game?
What one?
It's right good, this.
No, because I'm going for my dinner.
No, because this is really good. Honest, swear in the Bible.
That's what you said about Jesus.
What?
You said he was going to be on Jukebox Jewelry.
Really good, right? And what it is, right, I say something and you have to say balls after it.
What for?
Because it's a good game, right? My brother told me it's really, really good.
I said red balls.
When I say red, then you say it. Go on.
You haven't said red.
Oh, that was you muddling me up. Red.
Balls.
Orange. Go on!
You haven't said red.
Whatever I say, you say balls. You say red. You say ball. Start again. Red.
Balls.
Yellow.
Balls.
Purple ball.
Balls.
Green.
Balls.
Orange.
We've had them balls.
Turquoise.
Balls.
Navy blue.
Balls.
Jane Mansfield.
Balls.
You said it.
What?
I'm not saying it.
What?
Do it again. Jane Mansfield.
Balls.
I'm Dawson! I'm telling. What you said?
What?
Jane Mansfield's balls.
It's Friday night, I'm getting right excited. I'm picking up my friend at half past eight. We'll boogie down to the hottest spot in town. It is great, really great. Hello, Karen, are you coming out now? I was putting on my mousse, that's why I'm late.
I've done a plait.
It's right, effective, is that? It looks great, really great. Hiya, Pat and Pam, do you fancy coming?
Pam's just been stood up, she's in a state.
Well, never mind. Come with us and unwind.
I feel great.
Really great.
What is it, a disco or a party?
No! We don't want to sway or undulate, but it's dreamy. It's really hot and steamy, it's been great.
It's really great.
Where? Where? At the Jiffy, where the salt stings and the vinegar is dripping. Come on through.
What is it? Double scallop?
Jumbo sausage?
Nuggets?
Cod?
Or skate? No chips?
Ah! Jolly great!
Unless you wait!
Yeah, yeah, that's great! At the Jiffy, we say yippee!
And our pies will never make you jippy, and you won't regurgitate!
Really great!
Evening, evening!
Evening, evening! Not so bad, the weather!
Could be worse!
That's right!
Can we have a bulletin?
The fat is hot, the chips are in!
We've gone again! It's great! The atmosphere is really hotting up now!
That's right!
The smell of chips begins to permeate!
Yeah,
it's an event! Give me that non-root condiment!
Now just wait!
Yeah, that's great!
At the Jiffy, we go skippy!
Whoops!
The breeze does make the line all slippy!
But we have
yogurt, I think chips rejuvenate.
It was the song called The Chippy by Victoria Wood. And don't we wish we had a chippy in Lamelia or Mora d'Ebre or somewhere like that? It would be great, wouldn't it? I think I'll open a Belgium chip shop. Yeah, just chips, no fish. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, what do you call a donkey with three legs? Wonky!
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Oh.
When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. But we'll get together then, Dad.
Donkey!
Can you just cut to the part where you're supposed to make me feel better?
You're in control, is there anywhere you wanna go? You're in control, is there anything you wanna know? The future's for discovering. The space in which we travel in. We'll be right back.
Hi, Marco, what are you doing?
Hi, Norman. I'm making some beautiful doors.
What other things do you make, Marco?
Okay, I do bespoke carpentry, any kind of woodwork, custom size. Also, I have a website. It's called artlercarpentry.com. And my mobile number is 664-717262. Mi nombre es Marco Adler y tengo casi 20 años experiencia de carpintería y cosas artesanas. Mi página web se llama adlercarpentry.com y mi número es 664-717262.
Okay, we're going to say goodbye. That was funky music. And don't forget, next week we've got a special interview with our friend from Trescalus, Pete Kelly, all about comedy and some good songs as well. So stay with us and join us again next week.
It's a great joke. What was it? Oh, it's... There was a... In the jungle. And there's a hyena. You know, a hyena. And he's talking to this monkey. And he said to this mic, he said, you see that little passage, that little thing down there, the little narrow. He said, just down there, he said, you see those big clump of trees and bushes? And this monkey said, yes. He said, well, I go home that way every night. He said, I don't have to. But he said, you know, it's a shortcut for me, I go home. He said, but every time I get to that bunch of trees there, he said, this lion jumps out and throws me all over the place. He said, I don't know why he picked on me. All the time he keeps throwing me about, bashing me about. He said, and then he goes. You know, he thinks it's funny, you know what I mean? So, this monkey said, I know what you mean. He said, well, I tell you what, he said, I'll come over here tonight. You know, he said, to protect you. So he said, would you? He said, yes. So they shook hands on it. Nothing in writing, just shake it. They shook. And he started walking down towards this clump of trees. See? I can't help laughing, I know what's coming next. And he got down to this clump of trees, and he was just going to turn like that, and this lion jumped out and got this hyena and went boom, boom, boom. And this monkey went right up the tree and left him there, looking at him like that. And he was looking like that. And all of a sudden this lion went boom, boom, and left this hyena on his back like that. He may have been like that, no, he's like that. And then the monkey came down and was standing beside him. And this hyena's like that. And he looks up at this monkey, he said, what happened? He said, I thought you were going to help me. He said, well, I was, he said, but when I looked down, he said, you were laughing so much, I thought you were winning.
I was talking to Rita and Peter today from Los Duendes Properties. Selling or buying a property, you need good agents. And Rita and Peter have many German and Dutch buyers. So if you've got a property that you want to sell, get in contact with them. They're based in Ampoya. Their website is losduendesproperties.com. And you can contact them on 628-09-1153. Cedulas can be arranged. The number again, 628-09-1153. Rita and Peter. The estate agent you can trust. Well, if you're listening to me, my name's Norman Jay, and if you like the kind of things that I'm doing on the airways of Catalonia, then you can listen to more of the same if you tune in to www.radiocatalonia.com. Yep, that's all the W's, radiocatalonia.com. It's an internet radio produced by myself and broadcasts 24 hours a day with some great great programmes and some great songs, great tunes from all over the world. And we've got DJs from all over the world as well. Yeah, we've got DJs from America, DJs from Canada and England and Germany.
There's a voice out in the wilderness, and that's where it's gonna stay, I guess. There ain't nobody listening. There ain't nobody listening. There ain't nobody listening. And we're all just pissing in the wind.
I hope it's not true.
There are plots and conspiracies if no one listens. And nobody sees, and there ain't nobody listening. I hear what you're saying.
Well, if you're listening, send me a text, 617 162 264, or send me an email to norman@normanj.net. See you next week.
If the answer was nobody.
Four candles.
Four candles. Here you are. Four candles.
No, four candles.
Well, there you are. Four candles.
No, four candles. Handles for forks.
Still rocking on 107.3.